The Famous Five. Five Go to Billycock Hill by Enid Blyton. Read by Jan Francis.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. A Week's Holiday. "Where's the map?" said Julian. "Is that it, George? Good. Now, where shall we spread it?"
"On the floor," said Anne. "A map is always easiest to read on the floor. I'll push the table out of the way."
"Well, be careful, for goodness sake," said George. "Father's in his study, and you know what happened before, when someone pushed the table right over."
Everyone laughed. George's father so often came pouncing out of his study if any sudden noise was made when he was working. The table was pushed out of the way, and the big map unfolded and spread out over the floor. Timmy was surprised to see the four children kneeling down around it and barked, imagining this was some kind of new game.
"Be quiet, Timmy," said Dick. "You've got into trouble once this morning already for making a row. And stop brushing my face with your tail."
"Woof," said Timmy, and lay down heavily on the map.
"Get up, idiot," said Dick. "Don't you know we're in a hurry? We want to trace our route to Billycock Hill."
"Billycock Hill? What a lovely name," said Anne. "Is that where we're going?"
"Yes," said Julian, poring over the map. "It's near some caves we want to see. And there's a butterfly farm not far off, and..."
"A butterfly farm?"